This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to the Expanded Lovemaking Show. I'm your host, Dr. Patty Taylor of expandedlovemaking.com, and I teach you how to make exquisite love. Today on the show, we are talking about unleashing the sexually hyper-responsive woman. What turns a woman on? Guys, is it your face or your overall energy or perhaps just the way you hold her hand? And here's another question. What keeps a woman in that state of turn-on so that over time, together, she is just more and more orgasmic? Can any man learn to create a sexually hyper-responsive woman, and if so, how? Well, today, here sharing with us is our guest, David Van Erick. So welcome to our show, David.
Well, thank you, Patty.
Yes. Well, let me tell our listeners a little bit about David. David Van Erick has been a specialist in the field of advanced sexual skills and techniques for well over 20 years. He teaches men, women, and couples advanced sexual skills for giving and receiving and maintaining enhanced sexual orgasm. He's a licensed acupuncturist. He has a diploma in Chinese medicine and is a master of the Taoist sexual arts. He's developed advanced sexual energetic pressure point techniques, and he brings along with this his teaching of neuro-linguistic programming, Ericksonian hypnosis, and covert conversational hypnosis skills. Wow, that's a lot of qualifications, and I haven't even gone through them all. Anyway, he travels the country giving seminars and has also created a program called the Forbidden Secrets of Sexual Mastery System, which includes his home study program, Secret Orgasm Tips. So, with that amazing amount of credentials, you must be a pretty popular guy.
Well, I had my moments, especially at the parties.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's always fascinating when you get, you bring this topic up because, you know, it's like, I was at a banquet the other day, and it was for, believe it or not, for the author of a lady who wrote a book called Why Chinese Women Are Not Broke. And so I was surrounded by these very accomplished ladies and their husbands, and they made the mistake of asking me what I do.
Uh-huh.
And the topic stayed there for the next hour and a half, and these ladies and these men were spellbound by this particular topic. So it's pretty interesting that you mentioned being popular, is because this is an aspect of life that touches everyone, regardless of economic or social status.
It is, isn't it? So what do you tell people that you do, in your own words?
I tell people that I'm a coach. I help people to discover their ability to unlock and increase ever more powerful levels of sexual pleasure and excitement within themselves, to enhance their relationship and to deepen the intimacy between them and their partner.
And so I'd like to find out, why is this such an important topic? Why do you think you're so popular? Is there a problem going on in this country today?
Patty, there's a huge problem. First of all, 70% of all women do not have an orgasm during intercourse. That's a huge problem. The other problem is that from a masculine standpoint, and it goes back to the orgasmic problem as well, is that men are actually producing less testosterone now than they did a couple decades ago, or actually a couple generations ago. So you've got this combination of women aren't getting the intimacy and the sexual fulfillment that they're desperately seeking, and men are actually losing their sexual function.
Wow. So what do you think are some of the consequences of not having women be gratified?
Well, women are biologically programmed to seek sexual satisfaction. They're also biologically programmed to be naturally caring, nurturing, and loving creatures. The more sexually satisfied a woman is, the more she is a blessing to your life. As a matter of fact, I read in an old Jewish proverb that a good woman is a treasure beyond pearls, but a bad woman is a curse. Now, one of the biggest factors in keeping a woman sexually happy and being that blessing in your life is giving her a frequent and consistent level of orgasmic pleasure. Not just because of the emotional benefits of it, but because there is a physiological need that women have for orgasm. They need it. It actually resets their hormonal switches, so to speak.
Well, I'm really glad we're talking about this because you see a lot of stuff out there in the media, including stuff that says that women are more interested in the emotional aspects rather than the physical.
Well, it's true that women, by and large, are interested in the emotional aspects first, but ultimately, it's like, how can I put this and be politically correct? It's like all tease and no climax. Yes, there's a certain level of intimacy that women seek, but if it doesn't have a culmination, if it doesn't go to the next level, over time that creates a tremendous amount of sexual and energetic frustration.
And what do you think are the consequences of that frustration?
Well, first of all, they will look for that fulfillment somewhere else. They're biologically programmed to seek it out. They need it. Okay? First of all, a woman has what I call the orgasmic equation, and that is very simply D plus A equals O, or desire plus arousal equals orgasm. The desire component is where the intimacy and the excitement come in, where people start to get mentally and emotionally aroused. The physical arousal part is where you get all the techniques and you bring them to the point where they can actually achieve an orgasm. If you only have one part of that equation, you create a tremendous amount of sexual frustration. They will go outside the marriage or outside the relationship to fulfill it. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that they will break up the relationship. One of the things that we did a very, very underground study on was infidelity among women. And it turns out that the biggest indicator of infidelity for women is opportunity. But the reason they go outside the marriage is because there's a certain set of characteristics that they're programmed to be sexually hyper-responsive to. And if they're not getting it in their marriage, they have to go outside.
Well, I really could get on board with what you're saying. I often ask people, well, which would you rather have, a fantasy of an orgasm or a real orgasm?
Mm-hmm.
So these people that say that orgasm isn't important to women, I don't know what planet they live on.
But... No, orgasm is, I would have to go so far, Patty, I am totally in agreement with you. I would have to say that orgasm is actually more important to women than it is to men, if that's possible.
And I will even go as far as to say that I tend to love the people that are giving me a great orgasm, so
yes.
I think it goes full circle.
Absolutely.
As far as who a woman will bond with. And so let's talk about some of what is it that you teach in order to create a super turned on woman.
Well, the first thing that I teach men, and this... If you had to sum up everything that I teach in as short a sentence as possible, it would actually come down to two words, and that's pay attention. You see, women broadcast everything you need to know to make them happy, but they do it at a nonverbal and a subconscious level. And women are trained from the time they're born up through adulthood to pay attention to very, very small details in nonverbal communication. Women are amazingly switched on in terms of what's going on with other people. But guys aren't. We're not socialized that way. But if you understand that every woman has within them an internal map, an internal checklist of what constitutes the expert ideal lover for them, and you understand that she's going through the world projecting that map onto all the men around her, and the man who most closely matches that internal checklist gets an instant go to the next level.
So how does a man, okay, you said pay attention, but let's go a little deeper. Do men have to learn how to pay attention? Are some men better at it than others, or can everyone get better? I mean, what would you teach men?
First of all, everyone can get better. The fact that some men come into this world amazingly aware tends to make them better lovers right off the bat. But every man can learn how to do this. But the first part starts, Patty, with understanding that there is a checklist that every woman has. And most men, and the reason most men miss this is because they have a checklist too. And they're busy going through the world projecting what they think is right for them onto the women around them. And so they try to make love to a woman the way they want to be made love to. But that's not the way it works. If you want to bring maximum sexual fulfillment to both parties, you have to match the woman's internal map. You have to pay attention to the way she touches you, where she touches you, how she touches you, and give it back to her. Because when you do that, she instantly receives a subconscious message that you and her are connected at a deeper level. And when she gets those feelings of connection fast, she's eager and ready and wants to go to the next level.
Okay, so I love that example. Let's just say you're at a party.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a little demonstration of how that would look? You would like touch the woman, and you would notice.
Okay,
where
are we
she
talking
touched?
About? All right, let's make a distinction. Are we talking about the initial approach and getting a woman to find you attractive, or are we talking about a situation where you've gone through those phases and now you're ready to maybe go in for the first kiss, maybe, you know, take it to a more intimate level?
Well, maybe do a couple of those.
Okay. Well, first of all, understand that there's certain ways that you can approach a woman from a positional standpoint that will make her feel more comfortable towards you. Approaching her from the side or from a 45-degree angle tends to slip underneath her proximity barriers. And we all know that we have these personal space, social space, things like that. So one of the things that you can do is, as you approach her, come at her from about a 45-degree angle, which tends to give her more of a it tends to set off less of the confrontational barriers. The other thing you can do is something we call the unconscious hello. Now, the unconscious hello is really kind of cool, because it's something we pulled from a guy named Dave Dobson, and it's basically whenever people meet for the first time, they send out this little subtle facial gesture of some kind. And if you can catch it, it happens within the first 2 or 3 seconds of making eye contact. And if you can catch that and flash it back to the person, they automatically go into a deep state of rapport with you.
Well, I just have to say, I was thinking as you were talking, I definitely respond to different people just the way they approach me. And I don't think this is limited to singles trying to meet someone new. I would say even for a long-term partner,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't this be true?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, there are certain ways that you can sit with people at, like, dinner or whatever that are more comfortable for them.
Well, that sounds really interesting, and I'm sure you go through that in your book. And I really brought that up about the long-term partners, because I think sometimes singles are actually way more attentive and willing to do that kind of training, and that once you get into a longer-term relationship, people say, well, I married her. But it makes a huge difference how anyone comes up to me, because I'm always just me in this moment.
Right.
I'm always single. I don't care who I marry.
Exactly. Patty, that is so dead on. You see, the biggest problem that guys have when the spark goes out of their relationship, and this goes for both genders, but I think guys have to take the initiative. I think, you know, even though we live in an enlightened society, it still falls upon men. Men are still expected to kind of take the bull by the horns, so to speak. But one of the reasons that the fire goes out of relationships is because people stop doing the things that they did to get her excited and to marry her, you in the first place.
Well, it's so true. And I just think when someone comes up to me and I'm in a long-term relationship and they interrupt me, I'm busy doing something,
mm-hmm.
and they put their hands on me, you know, without having had that sort of a chance for me to say hello or to approach. I mean, I still love the person, but it's a very different energy than when somebody makes an approach and catches my eye, which says, I'm ready to talk to you. I mean, these are such small things, but boy, can they make a difference.
One of the things I tell all my students is that if you want to put the fire back into your relationship, date your wife. Seduce your wife. Hit on your wife. Tease her like you did back when you guys were first going out and having a good time. She's still that woman. She's still that woman with all those hopes and dreams and fantasies. Just because she's got three kids and a minivan doesn't mean that girl's gone.
That's right. Or if she is, can you get her back?
You can absolutely get her back because she never goes away. And that's, you know, when we were alluding to before about women going outside the marriage, one of the things we learned really, really early on is that there's no such thing as a married woman. There's only women who got married.
Well, I totally agree with you more. So we're going to take a break, but I want to come back and find out maybe on some more of the intimate secrets.
Sure.
Once you've gotten your woman interested. So this is Dr. Patty Taylor, and we're talking with David Van Erick. You can learn more about his programs at his website, sexualmastery101.com. And you can get free downloads and lots of things to just get you started and pique your interest. So highly recommend a visit to this website. Please stay with us.
Imagine if you could become a way better lover in her eyes. Women, do you want deeper intimacy and orgasms far more intense, prolonged, and vivid than anything you've ever experienced? Expand Her Orgasm Tonight is an instantly downloadable, easy-to-learn 21-day training system for partners. Let Dr. Patty teach you the art of expanded orgasm. The genital massage techniques coupled with mind and heart opening practices will give you both full body, full being, orgasmic experiences. Then wait and see what happens. Curious? Want to expand her orgasm tonight? Oh yeah. And it's totally free to find out more. Get the 3 free pleasure guides plus the free orgasmic techniques mini course. And when you're ready, get $100 off the original cost with promo code SAVE at expandherorgasmtonight.com.
This is Dr. Patty, and we're back, and we're talking about unleashing the sexually hyper-responsive woman. So without beating around the bush too much further, can we kind of fast forward to the bedroom here?
Sure.
And a man wants to help his woman be more orgasmic. What's the sequence?
The sequence in terms of understanding that a woman will touch you the way she wants and needs to be touched in order to go to the next level of hyperarousal. Now, going back to the concept of that every woman has this checklist, to the degree that you match it, her barriers to intimacy drop, she becomes more sexually hyperaroused and connected to that person. The faster she's going to reach orgasm, the faster she's going to have multiple orgasms. Now, the cool part about that is the more orgasms she has, the more she's likely to have. This is something most guys don't understand. And we call in the course, we call it the concept of sexual inertia.
And what's that?
Well, sexual inertia is the tendency for a woman to continue to achieve higher and higher levels of orgasm once she's passed the initial stages of hyperarousal and had one or two orgasms, which brings us to the first rule. The first rule is you never allow a woman to sexually satisfy or reciprocate to you until you've given her 3 orgasms.
Well, that's a pretty good rule.
We call that the golden. Now, there's a lot of science behind it, and I'm gonna cover a few basic things that will get you to the point where you can actually bring her to orgasm 3 times in a row. The first one we talked about is called paying attention, because a woman will tell you everything you need to know. The second thing is to understand is that to arouse a woman faster, you actually have to go slower. And this brings us to the concept of buildup is everything. Anticipation and indirect sexual stimulation are powerful and fundamental sexual arousal drivers for many women. So you have to really understand that when you take your time, when you go from body part to body part, and we talk about this pretty extensively in the course, but there are certain parts of the body that are what I call sexual accelerators, and there are parts of the body that are romantic accelerators. For instance, think about your first kiss. And remember what it was like. Maybe the guy you were with did this. As he was drawing, he reached up with both of his hands, and he placed his palms on your cheekbones, and he gently drew your face in and gave you that first electric kiss. Now, I'm betting that not only was it sexually exciting, but there was a romantic and emotional component there that was at least as strong. That's a romantic accelerator. Now, there are certain things certain other parts of the body that are sexual accelerators. Now, this goes back to a little bit of acupuncture, Chinese medicine. There's a point on the shoulder, actually on the trapezius muscle, we call the gallbladder 21 point. This particular point, when you stimulate it, sends powerful tingling and neurological sensations through the breast and down to actually the vaginal area. And that's what we call a sexual arousal point that you can use once you're in the process of making love. So there's different areas in the body, and they have different effects. And understanding how to couple these up as you're making love in combination with her cues. Now, it sounds really challenging the way you put it, but if you understand that a woman will give you all that information of what to go and where just if you pay attention to her. It becomes very simple to do.
So, okay, so what are some other points besides the shoulders for the sexual accelerators?
I'm going to give you one that's probably worth its weight in gold. And the reason I'm saying this is because, you know, we mentioned earlier about talking about different places in the body that are ways you can approach women and get them excited. There's actually a set of points that aren't just one point. It's a system of points, but they're in such an easily accessible place. If you learn to manipulate them properly, it's the equivalent of giving a woman a full-body massage with her clothes on. And those are the ears. You see, if you look at an acupuncture chart of the ear, you'll notice that the ear actually represents an inverted fetal position with the spine being along the outside edge of the ear. Now, one of the things that you can do with that is if you're in a context where maybe you're just, you know, you've got permission to touch or to massage in some way, you can just gently begin massaging the outsides of her ears from the lobes up to the apex of the ear in small circular motions. Now, what that does is it actually has each part of that ear sends little nerve impulses to her spine and her shoulders. It will actually cause her whole body to go into a profound state of relaxation. Now, at the very apex of that ear is actually where the genital regions are connected in the earlobe. So you can literally be stimulating her from the top of her head all the way down to her vaginal area without ever getting near her vaginal area. And the whole response is it relaxes the body very, very powerfully, and it stimulates and sends energetic impulses to every part of her. And you can do it in front of people. You can do it while you're making love as part of your sexual arousal sequence. Extremely powerful and extremely covert. I like sneaky stuff.
Well, I like it when men pay attention to me. So sounds like a great thing to have someone do to me.
No, oh, trust me, it's powerful, powerful stuff. I can't tell you, you know, if you look at the seduction or the pickup and dating niches and things like that, how much time, even in the arts of tantra and Taoist sexuality, do we spend on massage? Do we spend on learning how to move energies around in the body? But no one focuses on the ears. The ears are a powerful way to accelerate relaxation and sexual arousal. And relaxation is absolutely key for allowing your woman to go and surrender completely to the pleasure that you're giving her.
Well, you've got a point there. I would think the other place that was a really good one would be the feet, since doesn't that have the whole body too, or even the hands, right?
Yes, the feet, the hands, and the ears. Matter of fact, course, I include two videos in what I call sexual energy massage. The feet are a fantastic place to begin massaging because the energy meridians that run through the genital organs and up to the brain begin in the feet. And so by massaging those, you send all those little juicy little nerve impulses up through the body, and she gets very, very excited and very, very relaxed very quickly.
Well, these are wonderful tips, because what woman would say no to the offer of a foot massage, right?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. I've had situations where women have actually orgasmed from a foot massage.
Oh, I've definitely gone over many edges from foot massages. Absolutely. I get in the toes and the arch. Oh.
And there's actually a sequence. Now, I don't know how familiar I am with Chinese medicine, but the Chinese and Asians in general divided different energy relationships in the body by elements: fire, metal, earth, water, wood. And one of the meridians that's most powerful for sexual function or sexual release is the water meridian, or the kidney meridians, which are in the feet. Using sexual energy massage, if you understand that the energy that actually goes through the genitals is the liver of the wood meridian, and water is used to water to feed wood, then you can really follow that meridian pathway through the body and accelerate her sexual responsiveness by stimulating her energetically through those acupuncture meridians.
Well, that really is a good tip, so I appreciate that. And I often start a date with a foot massage. I mean, my partner is smart enough to do that. And so, because sometimes I'm not in the mood for a date. You know, I think men have more testosterone than women, and even though I practice expanded orgasm and we know we're going to get the deed done, sometimes I just need a little bit of the, you know, engine getting revved up to just say yes to going further. And I find it a lot easier to say yes to a very attractive offer for a shoulder massage or a foot massage or a hand massage. And after that, it's like the doors are open for more fun.
Absolutely.
So I love what you're talking about. Well, moving right along, how about the giving a woman an, you know, what do you do next? Once she's begging for you to go further.
You know what I do?
What?
I make her wait. No, the whole key here is, it goes back to the concept we just talked about, is going slower and taking your time. Because once a woman's fires are going, they're going to keep going. But if you try to rush her, and this goes to a concept I teach my guys called penile thinking. And this is where they get so excited, they stop paying attention to the responses they're getting from her. So where do you go next? Well, you have to make sure that she's excited and aroused enough. Okay. Then what I usually go to, once I know she's excited, she's aroused, she's really, really ready, I will go to either using some of my what I call digital massage or fingering techniques, or I'll use a technique that we developed called the secret twitch, which is actually a combination of an oral sex technique and a clitoral or vaginal massage technique. And do you have a question? I hear you breathing.
No, I was just, oh, there you are, paying attention. Yeah, I was going to say, we talked about the secret twitch, and I can't wait to talk about that.
The secret twitch is literally like a sexual GPS. Remember, I'm going to keep coming back to this, and I do this in my courses as well as in the interview here, paying attention and that internal map. Every woman has a unique way that they like to be touched down there. They have a unique way that they like to be stimulated either orally or with your fingers or hands or what have you. And what you'll notice is when you use the secret twitch, it will very quickly allow the woman an unconscious opportunity to teach her man how best to please her. And the way that works is when you're using the secret twitch technique, you insert one or two fingers, depending on the size of your woman and how comfortable you are using your hands, into the vaginal cavity. And the concept of the secret twitch works by this. When a woman receives a stroke that is uniquely pleasurable, that brings her closer towards orgasmic release, her vaginal muscles, her uterine muscles, will unconsciously or subtly clench. As she gets more and more excited, as she gets more and more aroused, that clenching will grow stronger and stronger and stronger. Those uterine or vaginal contractions are most noticeable when you hit what I like to call the sweet spot. Now, if every woman is different, and what you'll have to do is to really get this is experiment with different angles, different locations on the clitoris, different strokes, and rhythms. And every woman has a unique one that works very well for her. Others will work, but she usually has one or two that are just, you know, kill zone. They'll just bring her to orgasm very, very quickly. But using the secret twitch method, you can zero in on that very powerfully and very quickly, and use it as a springboard to go through what I call orgasmic sequencing, which is taking her from clitoral orgasms to G-spot orgasms to deep spot orgasms, and then even up to ejaculatory orgasms.
Okay, well, we're going to come back to that. It sounds like the orgasmic twitch is a wonderful biofeedback way of working with a woman if you're a man.
Absolutely, and it's a way of learning how to pay more and more attention to her subtle body cues, to learn her body in ways she's not even aware of. And when you can do that to a woman, she will beat down the door to be with you again and again and again.
Isn't that the truth? And a lot of women, I just love this, because a lot of women don't know what they want. They can't, they won't ask a man, if you know, assuming that they would tell a man, and a lot of women are very shy, but a lot of women have no idea. So they're desperately hoping the man will figure it out.
Oh, absolutely. And it's frustrating. It's a frustrating for both parties, because, you know, it's funny, I make a joke that men come into this world born with a penis, don't automatically assume they know how to use it. And women are hoping the same is true, but it's not.
Okay, well, good. We're going to pause for a break, but I want to find out about the three kinds of orgasms.
Sure.
So please stay with us. This is Dr. Patty Taylor, and we're talking to David Van Erick. And you can find out more at his website, sexualmastery101.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Patty Taylor, creator of a brand new system called Expand Her Orgasm Tonight, the 21-day program for partners. Discover your hidden abilities to take your sex and love life to the next level and beyond. Check out my program at expandherorgasmtonight.com. Get my free mini course and three free expanded orgasm guides at expandherorgasmtonight.com. I guarantee your satisfaction.
We're back, and we're talking about the sequencing of how to give a woman at least three different orgasms. So what do we do?
Okay. Well, let's review briefly the rule of three. And this is an important strategy, okay? It's not just about giving the woman three orgasms. There's a whole mindset and a psychology behind this that leads her to becoming sexually hyper-responsive to her man or her lover, if it's a lesbian type relationship. The bottom line is this: when you consciously set aside your desire to receive pleasure and focus completely on your partner, that sends a powerful, powerful message on multiple levels. First of all, it proves and it demonstrates that you are an unselfish, giving person, which automatically causes sexual reciprocity. The woman that you're doing these amazing things to automatically becomes determined to repay you. The other thing is that by giving your woman three orgasms before she's even allowed to pleasure you, you've set the stage in her mind as being a skilled, caring, and powerful lover. And that increases her value that she places in you. And so she's much more compelled on a deep level to want to give back to you. So go ahead, you have a question.
I do. I'm just thinking some of our listeners are going to be saying right about now, gee, if I only could, but my wife is just not that sexually responsive, or she lost interest in sex a long time ago. So what do you say to those people?
First of all, what's different now in terms of how you're treating her than you were when you were dating and you were sexually active? Go back and start doing those things, because it's very easy for us to fall into these pre-programmed social roles, and in the realms I move in, we call them pathological trance states. And the reason they're pathological is because they limit your choice and your ability to enjoy your life on your term. One of the things that happens with women is after they get married, all of a sudden they're the wife, they're the mother. These are roles that they have to take on, and therefore there are certain behaviors and beliefs that go with that, like a mother is not as sexual as someone who's dating. But the person she was prior to getting married is still in there. She's just walled off in her own little compartment, waiting for the chance to come out and play. So if you go back and you start doing the things that got her excited to be with you in the first place, that sexual part of her will reawaken. The other thing that you can do is you can begin to engage her fantasy mechanisms. Get her to talk to you about what sexually excites her. Find out what it is and do those things for her. Match her reality. In other words, when I say match her reality, that's a neurolinguistic term called pacing, sexual pacing and leading. Interestingly, when you give a woman back the signal she sends out in terms of physical touching, the way she kisses you, it creates a very, very powerful response. A deep rapport connection becomes set up, and it's very easy to bring her to those aroused states. You can do things like take her to places where you guys used to go. And, you know, a lot of people do this as they get older. They go to places they visited when they were young because it brings back those memories and those feelings. Do that now. Those are anchors or little Pavlovian hooks, so to speak, that you can use to re-trigger that excitement and that sexual arousal. Most women who don't think they can have more than one orgasm have trained themselves to be that way. And so by matching where she is and then amplifying it, you can basically take her wherever you want her to go. I hope that makes sense. I don't want to get too specific and get too confusing at the same time, but there is a process that you can use, several as a matter of fact, that can actually reignite those sexual triggers.
No, I don't think you're actually, when I was listening to you talk, I was thinking, oh, you know, my partner does a lot of that. Now I understand he's got a method behind his madness.
Yes, there is a method.
And I don't mind at all. I think it's wonderful. In fact, I think any time a man puts attention on me gets my interest.
Notice how the concept keeps coming back to paying attention.
It's such a turn-on.
It is.
In fact, you know, I can just go to a party, and there's always some guys that I'm not interested in, and there's other men that they're going to get me a glass of water, they're going to notice that the window's open and I'm cold, and they're going to get me my sweater,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they're going to see if I'm hungry or not. And I always know that guy is going to be a great lover, just from talking to someone at a cocktail party.
Absolutely, absolutely. There are certain key characteristics that women actually look for on top of the ones you've just mentioned. The ones you've mentioned are great, but there are certain behaviors and attitudes that men have that signal you to pay attention to them first. We talk about that in the course, but one of those is being very assertive, about being very, comfortable, at ease in social settings. And those are kind of people who kind of have this natural charisma that women are just drawn to. And if they happen to combine some of those classic male characteristics with the consideration like you're talking about, where they're paying attention to your wants and your needs, well, that's tremendously gratifying.
Well, it is. So we're coming to the end of our show, so can we maybe just focus on one particular technique that you think is really great for bringing a woman into an orgasmic state?
I would go with the secret twitch. The secret twitch, the way this works, do you want me to give you the step-by-step details, Patty?
Sure, absolutely.
All right. The way this works is once you know that you've got your woman very, very aroused, and you'll know this because she'll be very wet, her heart will be beating like a trip hammer, what you want to do is you want to gently slide your fingers, palm up, inside her vagina. Now, as you do this, you'll notice several things. As you slide in near the roof of her vagina, your fingers will slide over what feels like a slightly corrugated or raised mound. That's her G-spot. Now, what I like to do is as I slide my fingers in there, I let my two fingers contour to the roof of her vagina. And usually what will happen is my fingers will rest slightly behind her G-spot when I do this. And then you want to relax your fingers. You don't want to attempt any stimulation with your fingers at this point. What you want to do is gently begin to use your mouth to explore her clitoris and her vulva, and pay attention as you stimulate each part of her clitoris. Pay attention to the slight pulses or contractions of her vaginal muscles around your fingers. Experiment with different levels of pressure. Experiment with different locations. One of the favorite spots on most women is the 1 o'clock position. If you imagine a little clock face on the head of the clitoris, directly at the 1 o'clock position is a spot that most women find extremely pleasurable when you stimulate it. Use your tongue very lightly and focus on, again, angle, pressure, and rhythm. Now, once you find, this is the key part here, once you find the spot, don't alter the pressure. Don't alter the speed. Don't alter the stimulation. What tends to happen is once a guy finds a woman's sweet spot, she's getting closer and closer to orgasm, he starts to get very excited. And he starts to either consciously or unconsciously think harder and faster is the way to do it. For most men, if you want to consistently bring your woman to orgasm, what you have to do is maintain the exact speed, tempo, and pressure all the way through the process.
Now, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly. And that's
when the woman says, don't stop. What
yes.
she really means is don't stop doing exactly what you're doing.
Exactly.
It means
bingo.
Don't change anything.
Start that and put it up on your wall. And that's the key. If there were any classic thing to understand is when you find what's working, less is more. Don't add to it.
That's right. And it takes a lot of attention to realize, well, I'm speeding up. She said
yes.
Don't stop, but I did. I changed everything, and I'm speeding up or I'm going harder. Go back to
very
to
easy
that.
To do when you start, because when you're, the thing about sex, and especially lovemaking, is that your nervous systems are in connection with each other. You're responding to her excitement. She's responding to yours. A guy has to have enough presence of mind to be aware of what's going on and guide the process instead of getting caught up in it.
Well, that's a phenomenal tip, and I think if our listeners just did that one thing, they would have a lot of fun.
It'll change your life.
Well, we are coming to the close of this show. We do have a part two, so we can explore more and also about the men as well and how they can last longer. So fortunately, we're not coming to the end and just the end of this show. I was wondering if you could just tell us a little bit about your program before we close the show.
Okay, sure. Secret Orgasm Tips was a program I developed. It's what I call an entry level, for lack of a, pardon the pun, an entry level course into the basics of sexual hyperarousal. It's going to teach you pretty much everything you need to know to bring her to the point where you can start applying techniques like the secret twitch. It talks about how to find and discover a woman's personal sexual code, how to give it back to her in such a way that she experiences ever-increasing levels of sexual excitement and arousal. It's going to talk about the attitudes and the behaviors that women find sexually irresistible. So what happens as a result of not only becoming a better lover, your entire life changes because you understand that incorporating these behaviors into your life will change every aspect of your life. It teaches you the concept of sexual fractionation, how to go from one level of sexual hyperarousal to another, and every time you change and go back and forth, it actually enhances the pleasure she's receiving. It focuses on, there's so much. The 10 sexual strategies that make every woman a master lover. We talk about the secret twitch technique, different sexual pressure points, and especially sexual energy massage, which is something that goes beyond tantric or esoteric erotic massage techniques and goes very systematically into how to give women energetic sexual arousal through an acupuncture massage.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, I know what's going to go on a lot of listeners' list after listening to this for Valentine's Day or anniversary or, birthday. It sounds like an amazing program. I love everything you've said. It's so consistent with my experience as a woman. So we are going to close out the show. I was wondering if you'd like to leave our listeners with an inspiring thought.
The one inspiring thought that I'd like to leave is that women are wonderful creatures. They're one of life's greatest unsolved mysteries. And you will get everything you want from your woman if you just learn to pay attention.
Well, thank you very much, David Van Erik, for coming on our show today. I'm totally turned on. So, thank you.
Thank you very much, Patty.
This is Dr. Patty Taylor, and we've been talking with David Van Erik, and we will have the link up to how to access his program on our episode page for him. So for text and transcripts of this show, you can visit our website, personallifemedia.com. Please send me email at patty@personallifemedia.com. And if you haven't already, please be sure to subscribe to the Expanded Lovemaking Show so you can get automatic updates as soon as they become available. This is your host, Dr. Patty Taylor, and that's all for now. I remain yours in ever-expanding lovemaking, and I'll see you next week.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.